This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The city of Albuquerque plans to break ground next month on phase two of a controversial multi-use trail in the Rio Grande Bosque. The new trail system is intended to keep people from trampling sensitive areas and to increase wheelchair accessibility. But as KUNM's Rita Daniels reports, accessibility means different things to different people.
On a brisk day, Caitlin Anderson rolls down an older trail in the Bosque, marked wheelchair accessible. She has multiple sclerosis and uses a motorized scooter.
And I have two speeds, bunny and turtle.
A shy teenager rolls ahead of her in his wheelchair, which keeps getting stuck on twigs that litter the path.
I think the hardest thing is that the concept of accessibility is different for each person. I have friends on wheelchair recumbent bikes, so they prefer the paved area.
The trail was built out of crushed granite and organic stabilizer almost a decade ago. It loops around some picnic tables before a muddy, unmaintained path takes off towards the river.
Look at it up there.
Anderson delicately maneuvers down the spur.
Oh, thank you. Okay. We do our best, right? Yeah. But this is beautiful today. Now it's warmed up enough. It's gorgeous out.
Even if trails are labeled wheelchair accessible, Anderson says that doesn't mean they've been well maintained by the city. But she can see how with minor tweaking, this little side trail could also meet accessibility standards for hiking trails. It has to be at least 3 feet wide with a firm and stable surface that sheds water.
Trail building is an art, not so much a science, unfortunately.
Janet Zeller is the National Accessibility Program Manager for the U.S. Forest Service and uses a wheelchair herself. The most important thing, she says, is that the trail should match the natural environment.
Shouldn't yell, trail! It needs to blend in.
Zeller says there are a myriad of ways to achieve building a firm and stable surface. It could be as simple as adding a little limestone slurry on top of the existing compacted soil.
I think one of the things when people hear the word accessible and hear trail put together is they think flat and boring and awful, blasting through the environment. And that's just not the case.
The Americans with Disabilities Act includes best practices for building accessible hiking trails, but Zeller says there's nothing to dictate design for multi-use trails where bikes, horses, and pedestrians all use one path. That's what the city of Albuquerque is building in the Bosque.
That really has to come from public comment, the needs to accommodate the expected use, and that can only be determined locally. Because after all, people go out on a trail because of the character and experience of the setting. And if you blow that up for the purpose of the trail, people don't feel the same way about the place.
The public process for the Bosque Development Project was controversial long before the first segment, more than a mile long, was put in last spring. Matt Schmader is Albuquerque's Open Space Division Manager.
It needs to be done thoughtfully, and it needs to involve the public.
Some people concerned about the impact on the Bosque say the city has failed to do extensive environmental monitoring. One of the proposed routes for Phase 2, north of I-40, goes right through a known coyote den and roosting territory for porcupines and raptors. But Schmader says so far everything looks good here on the first segment of the trail. It starts where Central Avenue crosses the river, is 6 feet wide, and butts right up against the water in some areas. Along here, they've shut down several narrower trails, managing the people to protect the environment. Schmader says.
All of the studies that have been done show that there's no change in the use of wildlife or any indication of erosion, changes in vegetation or soil conditions. All along the edge, we had lots of sunflowers.
I don't get this experience very often.
Mary Beresford uses the new path a lot. She had polio as a kid and has used a wheelchair for decades. She can come out here alone, she says, watch geese land on the water, and not worry about getting stuck in the mud.
Wow, look at that. Isn't that cool? It's refreshing for the soul. And I get to just observe it from here. You know, if it weren't for this trail, I wouldn't be able to get down here.
City officials say they'll take public comment on phase two of the project through the end of January. Layout and construction are slated to begin February 1st. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.